Well, less than 2 weeks ago, on September 10th, Father William Carmona died. He was a priest of the Diocese of Nashville. Now, to the uninformed observer, that would seem like sad, but really unremarkable news. Unremarkable until you learn that Father Carmona had been a priest for less than 2 days. A seminarian at Assumption Seminary in San Antonio, he had just begun his last year of studies for the Diocese of Nashville when an aggressive form of cancer took over. When it became apparent that he would not reach the end of this year, or even this month, Bishop David Chobe made the decision to ordain him a priest as soon as possible. Now, those who would say, "Oh, it's so sad, Father Carmona was only able to be a priest for 2 days," would be wrong. Father Carmona is a priest forever. There are so many lessons to be learned from the parable today. Lessons about charity and justice. Lessons about not comparing ourselves to others. Lessons about seeking out and inviting others to share their gifts in the church. But one thing that can go overlooked is that it is first and foremost a parable about heaven and the reward that comes after our work here is done. And the fact that those who worked the whole day and those who only worked at the end received the same reward is perhaps the best summary of a fundamental teaching of our Christian faith. That whether we go to heaven or whether we go to hell is based on our relationship with God when we die. And just as Father Carmona is a priest forever, because he died as a priest, even after only 2 days. In the same way, those who are in friendship with God at the end of their life, meaning that they're in a state of grace, will be friends with God forever. And those who are apart from God at the end of their life, meaning that they're not in a state of grace, will be apart from God forever. You see, it's not about what time you go out to the vineyard. It's about whether or not you're working at the end of the day. Now, we already know that how you finish is important in day-to-day things. You know, last Sunday, or 2 Sundays ago, I don't remember, the Chicago Bears had a horrible first half against the 49ers. Horrible. But they played their best when it mattered the most, at the end. And they won. Now, even that's not a perfect analogy, because how poorly they played at the beginning determined how big of a hole they had to dig out of at the end. Whereas if someone comes to Jesus Christ at a later point in life, or comes back to Jesus Christ, they're not punished for what happened before, even though they may be attracted to their prior life. Now, I know this sounds remarkable, and it kind of sounds like I'm trying to talk myself out of a job. You know, don't bother with all this love your neighbor stuff, come to Mass on Sundays, live a good life nonsense. You just call me when you got a few days left. Or less is fine. You just give me a buzz, and we'll make things right. Just in the nick of time. Sounds like a heck of a deal, doesn't it? Going into work late in the vineyard and getting paid the full salary. Well, I'm not going to lie. That's all true. It's true. If I baptize an adult moments before she dies, which I've done, or if I hear someone's confession in his final hours, which I've done, it doesn't mean that everything before that was without consequence. But it does mean that they have accepted the Lord's friendship at the most important time. Now, is that a reason to wait? Of course not. Is that a reason to take it lightly? Of course not. You don't know when that last moment will be. Well, the Chicago Bears knew that they had the second half still to come. For all I know, I might already be at the 2-minute warning of my life. And why would we take a chance or play games with something so important as eternity? And so at the same time that we take seriously this relationship, we also thank God for his great generosity. Father William Carmona became a priest forever when he became a priest for a couple days. And anyone who finishes the day working in the vineyard will be paid generously by our God.